Court orders I have is erroneous assessments, abatement number 202226. It's erroneous per attached, change from commercial to residential.
Question for before we get into a whole lot of discussion. Discussion about these without having motions, can't we?
Mm-hmm. On this one, there was a BOE change in 2011, and there's also a letter stating they're not allowed to have it in the nightly rental program.
Next page, Danny.
So there at the Vineyards, they don't allow nightly rentals in that complex.
Per this letter from
property manager
Janet, is it Ikrist? Ikrist.
And they were put in the nightly rentals by accident. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I want to label that Exhibit C. And make a motion to approve Exhibit C.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Danny, did you want to look at the one that we passed?
The one that we didn't do?
Yeah.
I have a question on that.
Okay.
Now, on the date, which I think is probably your concern also, Brandon, when was the form that was listed sent out, that where she's addressing the form that was sent to her?
The forms were sent out in January, best I remember.
Of this year or last year?
Last year.
Did you send it out to her again? And I'm just reading her letters. Thank you for sending this form to me.
Yeah,
so that the tax assessment can be corrected.
If you look up there, right underneath the parcel number, Brandon, you'll see the current date. That's the day I sent it out to them.
Where's that? I'm sorry?
At the top of the condo letter to the right, you'll see the parcel number. Right underneath that, it says current date, 1/25/2016.
So you resent it?
That was the day she must have called in. If I remember correctly, this lady did not realize she was on commercial until she got a notice from a mortgage company that her escrow was going to go up because it's in a commercial.
The reason that's important, that date, is that it would be totally illegal for us to take action on changing that if it was sent out after the first of the year.
Maybe I should understand what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm assuming you're talking about, because it's 2016 and we're making adjustments on 2015, but yet the letter was sent out on 2016. I think there's some questions of, are we able to do that statutorily?
Yes.
And I don't know the answer to that. And that was my question.
Yeah, that's our question, and that's our privilege to do that. The commissioners have to approve this, and it's our privilege to either accept or not to accept the abatement.
So we would just need to find out and make sure that we can do it per statute.
It doesn't mean that we're turning it down. It does mean that we are questioning it, and we don't have to make a decision today on to approve or disapprove.
Was there some question then, if I may ask, why you are comfortable to approve it today, just to save time?
I think we just said it because the date is 2016 when the letter was sent out.
The form was sent out in 2016, so that makes it illegal for us to take action on it. We're questioning that part of it.
No. Because it's a 2015 property value.
We sent out the form in January of 15. She did not get it evidently. She called me on January 25th of 16. In our computer program, the form's there where we can send it out a second time. It's just the date that the form was sent out. If you look at the form, it applies to the rentals in 2013 and 14. It's for 2015. It's nothing to do with 2016.
I don't disagree with that, except for the fact that the date is now saying it was sent out 2016. But I think Danny has concern about it, and we just want to make sure we can do it without getting everybody in trouble. It's just like little quirks of the sunshine law that you're aware of. You know, if we're sitting in a office, you got to be careful. And stuff that nobody has a clue about slip up, and it's like, oh. So I'd much rather be cautious. And
I'm with you.
So will this be, you can look this up under Section 137? Is that the section? It's citing this section in the letter, in the condo letter.
And I can give you a copy of that, Mike. But yeah, it's to the issue of commercial and residential property.
And our question has nothing to do with that. Our question has to do if we can adjust the property value. I'm going to talk to an attorney about it before I make that decision.
Okay.
It's just a smart thing to do. It's not something that I want to do or anything else. It's just a smart thing to do.
Is that it?
That's all I have, gentlemen.
If I might have just a second to throw something in on this issue.
Okay.
On January 22nd of 15, and I'll make just one copy of it, I sent a letter out to all of the condominium projects that we could find to try to prevent this thing from happening, like the vineyards that doesn't even allow unless they're written. And the lady that you did approve, she brought the whole contract by. But from experience as a commissioner, we run into on these issues. I remember years back, Lakewood Estate, we sent them condo letters. Well, they don't do that. I remember one lady came to us, and she paid, I think, maybe a couple of years before she recognized she was paying commercial rate.
Well, that project can't do a 90-day. So knowing that, in January of last year, I sent a letter with Glenda's help, I should say, to all of the condominium projects, and I asked them, in fact, I did the percentage, 137, and gave them two places. Does your project allow nightly rentals, or does it not allow nightly rentals? And my reason for that was twofold. One, I didn't want somebody getting stuck like the lady down at Lakewood Estates again. And two, to save us mailing out and the property owner having to mail a letter back if the project doesn't even do it. So back a year ago, I made it an attempt. It wasn't perfect because we evidently didn't get back this vineyard or we wouldn't have had to taste it today. But I did do that, and I plan to do that again next year when we do a condo thing to try to eliminate all these projects like this. And there was quite a number of them. The one I brought the copy of was Logger's Point that they did send back the documents. So we did save some aggravation and time and expense by doing that last year. FYI. Thanks for hearing.
All right.
Guess we'll go into recess. We're scheduled for daily staff review up in the conference room.